You are listening to Middle School Happy Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. We are Emily and Jamie in the studio right now, waiting for our guest, who we adore and who will be named once he is here as a punishment for his lateness. But in the meantime, enjoy the rest of the song. Back to your regularly scheduled listening. This is Middle School Happy Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn. I am one of your hosts, Jamie Lerner. We have with us our co-host.
Hi, Emily. We were here before, but we also have a third person at mic four. Pardon my counting. You're two people.
Oh.
Ooh. Math and mics. Wow. Introduce yourself now that you're here.
I don't know why, but y'all just made that sound freaky. I'm too freaky. What y'all trying to do? No.
Nothing. We also did not play any of the music you picked out, which I guess is a further punishment for you running late. We picked out just music Jamie's listening
to.
I was gonna
lay on that axe, but since you threw me out there, I wasn't late. They just can't work their machines.
Hey.
Nah, man, I was late as hell. But my name is Courtney Reynolds. I'm a New York City comedian.
Yeah.
I was late because I was at shows.
Well, okay.
So technically, I was at work.
Oh, you're doing your work. Wow. Cool.
Those voices are effective. I shut right the fuck up.
But actually, genuinely, thank you for coming. And thank you for rushing and blah, blah, blah.
All the things.
We're happy to have you here. So the premise of the show, of course, is we're going to play a playlist you put together from your middle school experience, which I heard was Charmed. So fuck you.
Yeah, yo. You know what is what's crazy? I had a good life.
Until now, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, like the world is like yeah, let's fuck him up in his 30s.
That's the opposite of what a lot of people say, to be fair.
I was a handsome young man.
You were? Past tense. Yeah, you're real.
Now I'm a grizzly old fuck. But like,
oh, no.
Grizzly is such a good adjective, though.
Right?
It is good. Do you maintain. Use it in comedy?
I should now, right?
Yeah, that's your words. Courtney Reynolds, a grizzly comedian.
I'm putting it in my bio.
please.
Awesome. So Jamie, what were
music?
What were we listening to for anyone who was curious?
I really don't know.
Well, I know that was the second song was Sad Tomorrow by the Muffs, which I love.
It looks like the third was Overdue by Anakin.
This is just Jamie's Discover Weekly.
Discover Weekly.
She's just banging. No big deal.
But yeah, and I don't know what the first song was. So I'm sorry.
There's no way of me finding out.
Yay. Okay.
It's going to be. Actually, wait. I can find out. Hold
no
on.
Promo.
I'm going to find out.
No promo for this
video.
Yes.
It was 24 Hour Drive Through by Origami Angel.
Perfect.
Which is good for us to know as well for later on.
All those words don't go together. You'll never remember
don't.
That.
And I
You'll
don't
never
think
remember
they existed
that.
Existed when we were in middle school.
Sad Tomorrow did exist, though. But
Wow.
90s.
Okay, great. So, Courtney, you got some good stuff on here. You want to introduce a song? Just any song.
Any song?
Any song that's on your playlist. What'd you do?
I broke something.
Chaos.
Everything's fine.
Breaking everything.
Freaking right, come late.
Let me
you
think.
Breakers.
All right. So let's see what I got.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some like shameful ones on there, to be
that's
honest.
That's okay. You can be shameful.
Bluff.
It's like, like a lot of.
You also have All the Small Things, which I'm almost sure has been on like 50% of these playlists.
I mean, it hasn't been aired before yet. We played Blank. We just haven't played All the Small Things,
true.
I don't think. Is that true? That might be a lie. We might have played it.
We might have played it.
That was like the video that made it like, it was silly and it was like weird nudity.
To be fair, it came out when you were in middle school,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, for the rest of us, it was.
Elementary
school. What years were you in middle school?
2000, 2001.
Okay, yeah. That's exactly when it came out because it was in the end credits for Charlie's Angels.
That's how you do time. That's how you mark time.
I think the year 2000, maybe 2001, maybe 99 even. Anyway.
You know what? I'm actually disappointed. I should have put way more like Will Smith on here.
It's not too late.
It's not?
No, always at it. It's fine.
You know
the
what?
Way Wi-Fi and playlists
I think Will
Smith
came out in 99, though. There was a lot of songs that I went looking for.
If you listened to it in middle school, it could have come out beforehand. That's okay.
Okay.
We'll allow
oh,
it.
Oh, really?
As long as you listen to it in middle school.
We'll allow it.
Then can I get one more?
We can start. We should start playing your music.
Let's put a song on and then we can add that later.
All right,
because we don't run out of time to play more than like six songs.
How about Uchi Wally remix.
Ooh, I love that.
Nas and the Bravehearts.
Hey. All right. Let's get it going. Uchi Wally remix.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah, motherfucker. That's that shit. Ooh. Come on.
Ladies, make it hot. Thugs, make it hot. Make it pop.
Uchi Wally Wally. Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wally Wally. Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wally Wally.
We got chicks in the living room getting it on, and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. O is for Uchi. Oh, you ain't know how many O's in the bankroll. Sort of like the game show, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? But my name ain't Regis. Nah, the one they call when they want their thing beat up. Honeys for bodies, beat brave hearts, guns in the party. Waves, braids,
Baldies, trademarks the army. Is that horse? It must be. I heard he husky. Yeah, there go Jungle, eyes red, looking for trouble. And that's Nas dancing with dimes, but who his man is? The Imperial Thug is Codey Grand Wiz. We taking honeys to the crib tonight. Guarantee we gon' get up in they rib tonight. Check the new slang, it's changed. The Braveheart gang name. When you see me pass, you holla, Uchi Bang Bang.
Uchi Wallet Wallet, Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wallet Wallet, Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wallet Wallet, Uchi Bang Bang. Uchi Wallet Wallet, he really, really, really worked my body. He really, really, really turned me out. He really, really, really got the goodness. He really, really made me scream and shout.
Yeah, what up, ma? Take a look, you hypnotized on how my long dick stretch your insides. For real, ma, with your thick lips and thick thighs. Stroke both holes, pass it to Nas, or pass it to Nate, or pass it to Jung, or pass it to Horse. Then that ass getting tossed. Fuck a hustler book, penthouse, a black tail. I got bitches, sending my niggas flicks in jail. I fuck a bitch face more than a waist, for real. And ain't no pussy like new pussy, that's how a nigga feel. Bust three times, throw it a peace sign. She sleep, then my dick sleep, and I ain't gotta call her for weeks. Long legs. Egg holes, mohair holes, married bitches, me and my dog, fucking them both, they gotta switch it. Is a nigga gangsta? Yeah, that's how I'm living, that's how I'm playing. I got these freak fucking hoes singing.
Ooh, she wallet wallet, ooh, she bang bang, ooh, she wallet wallet, ooh, she bang bang, ooh, she wallet wallet, ooh, she bang bang, ooh, she wallet wallet. He really, really, really fuck my coochie. He really, really, really turn me out. He really, really, really got the goodness. He really, really made me scream and shout.
Little young thing, go around my dick with your tongue ring. Deep throat my 9-inch, gut from the front end. Grind from the side end, fuck from behind end. Grab her hand, slap her ass and screaming like she dying. Make her come 4 times without even trying. I beat that pussy up, there's no denying. Hit her where she duty at, make the booty fat. Little cutie rap, walking by with the doobie rap. Tight blue jeans, Air Max, small Gucci bag. No loot and no jobs, stay home giving blowjobs. Like no prob, it's simple. Holla out the window, it's the Project Nympho. Fuck my whole crew, you know how we do. You got that good pussy, I can share with my people. Be a brave girl, do your thing, let them titties hang. I have all the bitches sing.
Ooh, she wallet wallet, ooh, she bang bang. Ooh, she wallet wallet, ooh, she bang bang. Ooh, she wallet wallet, ooh, she bang bang. Ooh, she wallet wallet, he really, really, really fuck my coochie. He really, really, really turn me out. He really, really, really got the goodness.
When it comes to sex, I'm similar to the Thriller in Manila. Bitches call me Horse, the pussy filler. I fuck a big bone or slim chick. Beat that pussy up real quick and send home the bitch. Ain't no sleeping in my bedroom with Henny's in my dick. When Flex drop the bomb, I bust a nut on this bitch. Give throat seeds the gold or come drinking hoes. Who like the way I thug and the way I flow? I like head in the Benz, the Ford or the coupe. Head in the staircase, the cellar or the roof. Head in the studio, the bathroom or the booth. Head from a Project Chico one with crazy loot. Like Nia Long in the cherry thong with the lights on. Sipping Perrier with Kelly Price on. I pull out my python. I hit it while my wife's gone. Long dick the bitch all night. I make a pussy sing this song.
Ooh, she wallet wallet, ooh, she bang bang. 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 Ooh, she wallet wallet, ooh, she bang bang.
Okay, that was the Ucha Wally Wally remix.
What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? She's trying her best.
She said, that's the Ucha Wally Wally.
She's doing the best she can, Courtney.
I commend you. What?
I'm trying.
So why did you put that song on your playlist?
Yo, that song, I feel like a lot of these, like 11, 12, you're going through puberty.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So a lot of these songs are just like freaked out songs that I just really appreciate it. Oh, that one had a video. It was this one guy. The guy's name was Horse.
Horse?
Yeah, one of the Bravehearts' name is Horse. Mm-hmm. And he's just this big-ass dude. And this one line that always replays in my head, like literally probably every single day, is like Nia Long in a cherry thong with the lights on. And literally, I say that every single day. I don't
you
know.
You wake up, it's your mantra in the morning.
It's part of my life.
You look in the mirror and to pump yourself up.
Like Nia Long in a cherry thong with the lights on. And then I just go about my day and it's better. So
go about my day.
A lot of these songs, like for some reason, like they just stuck in my head when I was a kid.
I love that.
And this song, like we were just listening to it, and I remember listening to like a lot of the edited versions.
Yeah,
nice.
That shit was wild. Just now, like it
that was full on, full song. Like,
it was way too graphic.
Whoa.
It was way too graphic. Way too graphic. Are we making rap music? Are we making rap music? Are we making rap music?
All right,
that's kind of crazy.
All right,
that's it's starting to sound like porn though. Right? It's starting to sound like porn.
All right.
Right?
I say we play a song.
I say we get another. Can I pick the next song? It's going to sound just like what we're playing.
Can I pick the next song? It's going to sound just like what we're playing.
Yeah, we can really fuck this up and like make a looped ass song.
Yeah, we can really fuck this up and like make a looped ass song. Yeah, we can really fuck this up and like make a looped ass song.
I like it. All right, I'm gonna pick a song for you guys.
Only Courtney's allowed to speak.
Oh, this is a power that I didn't anticipate.
Oh, wow. Okay, welcome back from that fever dream stroke I just had.
Yo, I hope your listeners do shrooms.
We've invented a machine to put you in our brains while we're doing LSD. I almost started crying. That was one of the scariest things that's ever happened to me.
You guys were unraveling. I'm just like, this is great. I bet you this is how hip hop started.
Yeah, it was just the radio.
I think unraveling is just, we're unraveling now that it's over.
Now I feel like we're in some weird horror movie.
Courtney,
like,
I'm so sorry. This is the most.
This is appropriate for my appearance. Yeah. Nothing's supposed to go right.
Fucked up beyond all recognition.
I was so excited for your radio voice.
And it's just chaos. Anyway, I thought let's just go to a song. We'll regroup. We'll play a song. We'll regroup after.
Oh, my gosh.
My God.
You want me to pick the next song, too?
You pick all the songs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so much power.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's all
I feel
you,
like
baby.
We should take it away from you. You seem to be freaking out by the amount of power
I'm
you have.
I'm the youngest child. I'm not used to this.
Got it.
I don't usually get to pick things. All right. Everybody be quiet. I'm sorry. That's not your fault. That's not your fault.
Did you just tell two women to shut up on the radio?
Yes, wow. I did. And you guys better relax. You're overreacting.
We're menstruating, actually.
Obviously, it's that time. By the end of the show, I will be canceled. I'm going to play a lot of R. Kelly. All right, let's. Can you play Santana, Maria, Maria?
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Another song that I literally say twice a day.
Ooh, Maria, what? Maria.
Maria, Maria.
Okay, here we go.
Get it.
Turn up your sound system to the sound of Carlos Santana in the GMB. Ghetto and Blues from the refugee camp.
Oh, Maria, Maria, she remind me of a West Side Story. Growing up in Spanish Harlem, she living a life just like a movie star. Carlos Santana. Stop the looting, stop shooting, pickpocketing all the corner. See, as the rich is getting richer, the poor is getting poorer. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. In my mailbox, there's an eviction letter. Somebody just said, see you. Spanish Harlem, oh, she living the life.
play by Carlos Santana. I said, I love a fella, don't notice. The streets are getting hotter. There is no water to put out the fire. Mi contar esperanza. See me and Maria on the corner, thinking of ways to make it better. Then I look up in the sky, hoping that there's a paradise. North side.
We are back.
Yes.
Against all odds.
We're doing it.
We're doing the thing. So, okay, let's
talk about middle school.
Yes. Courtney, tell us about middle school.
All right.
Please, just talk about anything except what's going on right now in the studio.
In middle school, I was learning how to use microphones. That's when...
Did you bring any those skills with you?
Yeah. No, I dropped out. dropped out of middle school.
Middle school dropout.
Now, middle school was dope, man. I was like 5'7", 5'8".
Are you lying?
No. I was in...
But that was like short for you
in
now.
7th or 8th grade? I mean, I'm only...
No, that was tall then.
That was tall then, right.
But now you're like...
I'm like 6 foot.
Yeah.
But so put it in perspective. In 8th grade, I was already 5'8", 5'9".
That's like, it's not... I mean, it's tall.
That's
but
a pretty tall kid.
That's a
Jamie,
tall kid.
We're 5'3 now.
I know. You were tall, but it's like it could have been worse if you had just fully gone through puberty.
Right. I wasn't a freak.
Yeah.
But I was really optimistic. Like the doctor said, well, you're going to be 6'4".
Oh, shit.
Dude, I was feeling myself.
Six foot is a good height.
It's not good enough, and you know that. You know what I mean?
I literally don't because I can't reach most things.
Well, that makes me feel good.
Yeah. And honestly, 6 foot is like you can see concerts.
Yeah, fuck you.
6 foot puts me in a range of happiness, right? But not notoriety.
Okay. You know? Okay. You want to be one of those people that you're like, do you see how tall it fucking
yes.
was?
Do you want to be like that basketball player that like his arm Manute span was longer than his
name
body?
Was Manute Ball.
Actually, that's like a point of pride for me that my arm span is longer than my
Your
body.
Arm span is longer than you?
My arm span is 6'4".
What?
Which it's supposed to be equal then.
It's supposed to be equal, but they say in most basketball players, because of the activity, our bodies grow differently.
Are
because
you a basketball player?
I was a basketball player.
I thought you were just a comedian.
So it literally makes your arms grow longer?
Yeah, it's something about it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's like the actions that you take scientifically, like somehow, some way, most basketball players are poorly proportioned.
Right.
Like
I'm starting to get a good picture. So you were a 5'9" athlete in middle school.
Yes.
Wow. I get why you had a
and
good
you,
time.
And you had a good face.
You had a good face.
I had moderate acne. You know what I mean?
Right. Not perfect skin, so people liked you.
Yeah.
But like not bad, so bad that they didn't want to be near
abs.
You.
Definitely had
you
abs.
You had abs.
You had
oh,
abs?
Yeah.
I had
oh,
abs
man.
In 7th grade.
Oh, man.
Come on.
There was nothing Damn. To be sad about.
Courtney, that's not fair.
I know. I'm not sitting in. I'm not
what
I
wouldn't
that.
Have done for abs. In yeah.
What
grade.
I did with those abs is shameful.
tell us.
Literally,
what,
every.
Like you cracked like walnuts?
Every chance I got, I was taking my fucking shirt off. Like, I was such a whore. Like, Like, I was handsome and I knew it. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God. You're the first. I think you're the first middle school, like, success story.
Or, okay, I said that.
Yeah, so what? I'm saying it on the air now. Wow. And I'm taking credit for it. Wow. Sue me.
Hey, they're both facts. They're all facts.
But yeah, you're our first thriver. That's right. How I said it.
Thriver,
but,
not survivor.
Thrive, I was a thriving eighth grader.
Was high school a letdown?
High school was a huge letdown. Huge letdown.
Really?
Did you show up being like, I'm going to rule this school? And then...
No,
there were six foot four guys.
I was like a really modest kid. I mean, I'm really.
Oh, the guy taking his shirt off was super modest.
I was so modest.
My head is huge now compared to then. Like, I was a quiet. So by the time I got to high school, like, I knew my position, I knew my role. Like, uh-huh, I wasn't like right. a star basketball player.
Got it.
And mind you, like, as of right now, I am my shortest friend. Like, all of my friends, they got their 6'4", 6'7", 6'8", and I just topped out, like, 6 foot. And I'm lying. I'm, like, 5'11 and a lot.
5'11 heels.
And a lot.
5'11 and a whole lot, all right? Like, and that matters.
Yeah.
It does. It does. That lot.
You know? Unspecified lot.
My mom's 4'11", just to also put that in perspective
for
you.
My sister's 5 foot.
Hey.
Yeah, she's a tiny little.
You could have done so much worse.
So yeah, much worse.
You could have been screwed.
I love that.
I hit solid average.
You really? Solid yeah. average. And you know what's like better than tall? Average.
And on that note,
I don't know how that was supposed to make me feel better.
We all love some good average. Anyway, what's the
you
next
know what's
song?
Great.
Oh, you know what's great?
You know what's a good average? Song?
Mediocre.
Mediocrity. Okay.
The next song, can I pick it? Yeah, I do pick it. I'm not used to this.
Are you still asking?
I'm still asking. I'm so polite.
You forgot?
I'm so polite.
We're just going to pick it next time.
Okay. Maybe I'll
have. You're losing your privileges.
Maybe we should pick it. Let's pick
no,
it.
No, I got the next one picked.
Okay, okay. You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay.
What is it?
Ready?
Most Deaf. Miss Fat Booty.
Oh,
yeah.
The very last song I played.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Here we go. Miss Fat Booty by Most Deaf.
Yeah.
I can't multitask.
And she came with the same type game, the type of girl giving out the fake cell phone, the name Big Fame. She like catching big things, jewel ship, money clip, phone flip the six range. Had seen her on the app, spotted her more than once. Ass so fat that you can see her from the front. She spot me like paparazzi, shot me a glance in that cat woman stance with the fat booty pants. Hot damn, what's your name, love? Where you came from? Neck and wrist laced up, very little makeup. The swims at the Reebok gym tone your frame up, a sugar and spice. The only thing that you made up. I tried to play it low key but couldn't keep it down. Asked her to dance and she was like, yo, I'm leaving now. An hour later, Sam's from Jamaica. She sipping Chris straight up, skanking while in the waist up. Scene. My fam throwing the jam, Fareed is on the stand. Big things is in the plan. The brother Big Moon makes space for me to move ahead. Yo, this my man Most, baby, let me introduce. I turn around, you was the same pretty bird who I had priorly observed, trying to play me for the herd. Shocked to sell, she couldn't get it together. I just played along and pretended I never met her. How you feeling? No, I'm fine. My name is Most, I'm Sharice. I heard so much good about you, it's nice to finally meet. He moved to the booth, reserved for crew especially. And Honey Love ended up sitting directly next to me. I'm tight polite, but now I'm looking at her skeptically. Cause baby girl got all the right weaponry. Designer fabric, shoes and accessories. Chinky eyes, sweet voice, want me mentally. Me conversating made her laugh, yeah you know me bro. Even though I know the steelo, she wild sweet yo. I'm about to murk, I say peace to the family. She hop up like, how you gonna leave before you dance with me? Dance with me.
She blew my whole head with that dude. I was like, what? I played it low though. I was like, yeah, alright, come on then, let's go. This is so sick. I'm telling you, Honey was so blazing. She was just, yo, she was like Jay Kennedy, word bomb to my mother, man. She was that L, man. She take it to the dance floor and she start whispering to me. Yo, let me apologize for the other night. I know it wasn't right, but baby, you know what it's like. Some brothers don't be coming right. I understand, I'm feeling you. Besides, can I have a dance? Ain't really that original. We laughed about it, traced the arms across my shoulder blades. They playing Lover's Rock, I got to fold the fingers on the waist. He in my butt up like the Arizona summer song finished. And she whispered, honey, let's exchange numbers.
Scene 3.
Weeks of dating, late night conversation in the crib, heart racing, trying to be cool and patient. She touched on my eyelids, the room fell silent. She walked away smiling, singing great.
Gregory Isaacs like, if I don't. She want me a tan line and a tattoo, playing Sade, sweetest taboo, burning candles. All my other plans got canceled. Man, I smash it like an Idaho potato. She call me at my J.O., come now, I can't say no. Jensen tree trunks, rocking a pee from cocking her knees up. Champion lover, not ease up. 3 months, she call, I feel I'm running a fever. 6 months, I'm telling her I desperately need her. 9 months, blue light symptoms with shorty not around. I need more than to knock it down, I'm really trying to lock it down. Midnight, we hook up and go at it. Burn a stove and let her know, sweetheart, I got to have it. She telling me commitment is something she can't manage. Wake up the next morning, she gone like it was magic. Oh, damn it. This on Harrison, full frantic. My number wants an answer by my fly Taurus Enchantress. Next week, who hit me up? I saw Charisse at the kitty club with some banging ass Asian playing. Lay it down and lick me up.
What?
Nice.
That was nice. That was nice.
Nice drop.
Thank you for giving us something to say except hello. 9 times out of 10, that's how we come back on the air.
Oh, hello. we have to start playing.
Yeah,
happy hour.
Just, we can say whatever we want when we come back on. We should start mix playing with them.
Oh, welcome.
Just go straight weird.
Hello. Where are we?
We are Radio Free Brooklyn.
Oh.
At Radio Free Brooklyn.
How did I get here? What's this?
Middle School Happy Hour.
Oh.
Wow.
Okay, Mickey and Minnie.
I prefer Sadler. Waldorf. But anyway, thank you, Courtney Reynolds, local comedian.
Yes.
Courtney Reynolds, local comedian. Where can we see you? Just before I forget.
Plug some
ask.
Stuff.
Oh,
plug
absolutely.
Yourself.
I got an amazing 420 friendly comedy show called Smoke Break. Yeah,
Smoke Break. I had no idea that would be 420
What
friendly.
Does 420 friendly mean?
Are you a cop?
What?
Are you a cop?
Oh no.
Is there weed?
Are you a cop?
No. Okay,
I need consensual no's from the both of you.
Next question. we're not cops, so I think we get it.
Yeah.
We don't.
Oh, a copy, you know, definitely.
We don't need you to say anything on the air that you don't want to say.
But it's a 420 friendly show. Yes. Everybody else knows
Got
what
it.
That means.
Right.
Everybody
yeah,
else is
Emily
really
doesn't
cool.
Know what that means.
Everybody else is really cool and knows what that means.
She wasn't cool. Middle school, she's not cool.
I have panic attacks, so I'm not going to be at this show.
But it's a fun time. Usually really good, great lineups.
Oh, is it like weekly?
We're doing it bi-weekly every other Thursday.
Where?
I can't give you the location.
How does someone find the location?
All you got to do is DM me at Full Court Comedy or Smoke Break_comedy.
Nice.
And I'll give you the are you a cop question right there on the spot.
Love that.
I'll make it real weird. And then
what
I'll
if
give
I
you
DM you? Are you going to ask me if I'm a cop?
Absolutely. I don't know who has your phone.
Love that.
Yes.
I don't play around.
And cops have to say if they're cops if
they
you
have
ask
to
them.
Say it.
Is that
I
a
love
real
that.
Thing?
I don't know. I've seen it in movies, so I believe it.
I love that.
I don't know.
I love that.
What movies did you like in middle school?
I feel like it's entrapment if you ask them and they say no. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not moving on.
If they lie, but if they're undercover.
Moving on. We're not lawyers. There's no point in debating this.
I didn't think so.
What,
nor
did
are
you
we
watch,
cops, FYI.
Did you watch movies with cops in middle school?
Yeah, but no, not really. I guess Charlie's Angels count. Bad Boys 2.
Bad Boys.
I think Bad Boys 2 was around middle school.
It's making a comeback this year.
Yeah, I'm going to go see it probably next weekend. Or this weekend.
Martin Lawrence looks really tired in the trailer. Have you watched the trailer?
Can I be real? I think Martin Lawrence got hit with a body double.
Oh.
It's not the same Martin Lawrence, yo. Like,
really?
He might have gained, I don't know, maybe he just gained 30 pounds and got sluggish, but like,
no,
he looks defeated.
But even in the trailer, he just sounds really tired.
Now.
But Will Smith still got it.
And Robert De Niro just did a terrible movie, and nobody, I mean, he flirted a little bit, but he's 90. Like, Martin. Is like 50
Wait, is
maybe.
He really 90?
No, he's like 70.
How old?
It's funny to say he's 90 though.
It's not far.
You're a good comedian. That's pretty funny.
But I'm saying like Martin looks like it's a different person. Like,
yeah.
Like somebody beat the energy out of him. They're like, you are going to say controversial things. And he's just like, you right. I need this check. I don't know. I worry about him.
Yeah, that's the difference. Yeah. That's the difference. There's him and then there's Will Smith who doesn't need the check.
Yep.
Will Smith can do whatever the fuck he wants.
I want to be Will Smith.
You and everybody else.
Who
knows? Don't you guys want
to
be Will Smith?
Yes.
6'4" black
Will
dude.
Smith. Is he 6'4"?
He's about 6'3", 6'4".
Have you researched everyone who's 6'4"?
We're going to talk about this off the air because this is something I usually have to talk to my psychologist about. But yeah, everybody over 6 foot is on like a weird list. it's just a list. No big deal.
List of people you can idolize.
No big fucking deal.
Have you watched You yet on Netflix?
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Do you want to? I pulled up Will Smith as an artist.
Oh.
I know you wanted to get some on there.
I'm embarrassed to show my taste in Will Smith hits.
Let's hear it.
Let me think. Miami.
Is that your middle school choice?
That's perfect. My middle school choice.
Final choice?
That's my final choice? Yeah.
Cool.
It is.
Cool.
All right. Cool. Miami by Will Smith.
Miami. South Beach, bringing the heat. Can y'all feel that? Can y'all feel that? Jig it out. Here I am in the place where I come let go. In Miami, the base and the sunset low. Every day like a Mardi Gras. Everybody party all day. No work, all play, okay? So we sip a little something, leave the rest to spill. Me and Charlie at the bar running up a high bill. Nothing less than ill when we dress to kill. Every time the ladies pass, they be like, can y'all feel me? All ages and races, real sweet faces. Every different nation, Spanish, Haitian, Indian, Jamaican, black, white, Cuban or Asian. I only came for 2 days of playing, but every time I come, I always wind up staying. This the type of town I can spend a few days in. Miami, the city that keeps the roof blazing.
Party in the city where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on, all night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Yo, I heard the rainstorms ain't nothing to mess with, but I can't feel a drip on the strip. It's a trip. Ladies half dressed, full of your quip, and they be screaming out. So I'm thinking I'ma scoop me something hot in this South Summer Meringue Melting Pot. Hottest club in the city, and it's right on the beach. Temperature, get to ya, it's about 500 degrees in the Caribbean seas with the hot mommies screaming. Every time I come to town, they be spotting me in the drop Bentley, ain't no stopping me. So cash in your dough and flow to this fashion show. Pound for pound, anywhere you go. Yo, ain't no city in the world like this. And if you ask how I know, I got to plead the fifth.
Miami.
Chi-town got it going on, and New York is the city that we know don't sleep. And we all know that LA and Philly stay jiggy, but on the snake, Miami bringing heat for real. Y'all don't understand. I never seen so many Dominican women with sentiment tans. Mira, this is the plan. Take a walk on the beach, draw a heart in the sand. Give me your hand. Damn, you look sexy. Let's go to my yacht in the West Keys, ride my jet skis, lounge under the palm trees. Cause you gotta have cheese for the summer house piece on South Beach. Water so clear, you can see to the bottom. $100,000 cars. Everybody got them. Ain't no surprise in the club to see Sly Stallone. Miami, my second home.
Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido a Miami.
Bouncing in the club where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
I'm going to Miami.
Welcome to Miami.
Party in the city where the heat is on. All night on the beach till the break of dawn.
Welcome to Miami.
When a body out of bed to the beat is on. Yeah, I love that. I remember that's having awesome. Like both those albums, and like I used to do like I guess like why I was so happy at school was because like I wasn't doing chores at home. So like the second I got home I was doing chores. So I would just throw my headphones on and I'd be blasting some Will Smith, cutting the lawn.
With like your
whatever.
Walkman CD player?
Yes. Yeah. Holding it very much
very level to the ground so that it wouldn't skip. So you were shorthanded for all your chores.
Absolutely. Everything got done in 4 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2 hour task.
2 hour task, 4 hour at minimum.
I love that.
Yeah.
Early 2000s, baby.
That's how it is.
Mm. Yeah.
What was it like? Where did you grow up?
Oh, yes.
Oh, I grew up in the Poconos.
Fun.
Poconos, PA.
Were you a winter sports guy?
Hell no. Hell no. Like, they had a program where they would take us, because I lived like on a ski resort, dinner by a ski resort. They would take us skiing as like an after school program.
Uh-huh.
I went once or no, my sister went on that program and she tried snowboarding and she almost broke her neck.
Yeah, it's dangerous.
My parents took us another time and I ended up on a black diamond.
No, I got
on the wrong lift because I'm a 10-year-old. And I went the entire way down, like on my back.
Like
just kind of drifting down. Like it'll be 30 minutes before I get down to the bottom, but I'm never going back on that.
No.
And that was the last time I ever went skiing.
So. Honestly, that's pretty traumatizing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's scary. I feel like, can't you ride down a ski lift just in case?
No, that shit was terrifying. That was more scary.
You're looking straight down.
Because you're looking straight down. And like when the ski lift going up is kind of inverted that way.
You don't see.
And then coming back down, they're like tilting that way. And you're not strapped in.
Yeah.
It's kind of like. No, that was terrifying. It was dark.
Your eyes just blacked out a little bit. And
I could cry. I'm not going to lie.
I'm never going to
Wow, we're really... We should call your therapist.
Yeah, I got a little emotional just now.
Wow. That was really scary to say.
And I was alone.
It was dark. That's the core of it. That's like your inner soul right now.
My parents were at the lodge because they had given up on skiing around 12 p.m. So it's now like 5 o'clock. It's already dark. And I'm just like,
you're doing this in the dark.
I've been doing the bunny hill all day, though. Like, I was so confident.
Yeah. I know that feeling.
I got up there and I was just like,
I broke my wrist by being too confident.
She slipped on ice on the way to her first lesson. She didn't even have skis on.
Oh, God.
To be fair, though, I had just skied down the tiny little bunny. It was like the pre-bunny hill.
Like 3 feet long.
Can I ask you something? When you stopped, did you do like the jump stop?
I did it once.
All right, so I got one of those off, and I was just like, I don't need a fucking tutor.
Someone give me my medal.
I'm going to the Olympics.
Go in the Olympics. Yep.
I got it.
I got style.
I had that jump stop.
That's so fun. I love that for you. Thriving. Let's play. Ooh, okay. I say we play the next song we just talked about and then talk about your middle school crushes after.
Okay. What song did I say?
You remind me.
Oh, yeah. You Remind Me by Usher.
Yes.
Usher.
Okay. Yes. You Remind Me. Can you introduce it again? I just really like your voice.
All right, guys. This is going to be You Remind Me by Usher coming to you live.
Whew, on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yo, I ain't seen you in a minute. But I got something to tell you. Listen.
See the thing about you that caught my eye is the same thing that makes me change my mind. Kinda hard to explain, but girl, I'll try. You need to sit down, this may take a while. See this girl, she sorta looks just like you. She even smiles just the way you do. So innocent she seemed, but I was fooled. I'm reminded when I look at you,
but you remind me of a girl that
for me, till I found out she was on her creep. Ooh, she was sexing everyone but me. This is why we could never be.
Whoa.
This is why I just can't get with you.
Hey. You're listening to Middle School Happy Hour.
To the weirdest, to the most bizarre accident laden episode.
On Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Speaking of. Courtney is going to bring us some great messages from the studio.
Yeah.
All right, man. Now, Radio Free Brooklyn's Drive to 5 fundraising campaign is underway. In May, RFB turns 5 years old and we need to raise, what? $25,000 so we can continue bringing in a new commercial-free independent radio for another 5 years. Because we think raising money should be fun, each month we'll be bringing listeners fun challenges from some great prizes. The first, a trivia quiz to find out just how well we know RFB. The top 5 scorers will get a limited edition 5-year anniversary RFB t-shirt. Now, you can also dial 718-673-8201. That is 718-673-8201 and leave us a message. Let us know why you love RFB. Or to wish us a happy birthday. Your message may be played on the air. And in case you didn't know, I don't know what RFB stands for.
We do.
With the punchline. But
Radio Free Brooklyn,
there
baby.
It is. I was like, do I run up to the top of the message to see what that means? Because I can't remember.
My eyes are
Courtney,
all the way at the
bottom. I gotta say, you could read that the phone book. Ooh. And I would still be dripping.
Sound?
Talking about my period,
yeah,
guys.
She just got her period, guys.
Okay. I deleted that last sentence. I feel good about myself.
That's what we're here for. We're your therapists.
Yeah, oh. We're here to make you feel good.
Yes.
Remind you of the great days of middle school.
Mm-hmm.
I peaked. I think what we're really uncovering here is I peaked in middle
school.
Did
you have girlfriends?
I was just
or boyfriends.
Ask.
I don't know.
I had hoes. No, I no, I
not
had
that, dude.
In 8th grade, I had a girlfriend, and she was a 7th grader.
Whoa. Ooh.
But here's the lack of controversy. I was a year ahead.
Oh.
So she was actually older than me.
Whoa.
Like, I didn't date a girl younger than me until college.
Wow.
But I would always date chicks in the year under me for some reason, but she was like the hottest girl in 7th grade.
Yeah.
Or maybe the second hottest. In my opinion, probably the second, but you know.
In your opinion, your girlfriend was not the hottest.
In my opinion, I shot for the stars and landed on the clouds.
Wow. Wow. Don't tell her
monster.
That.
She lives in the Poconos. She'll never hear this.
What was her name?
I'm not telling. No.
Yes. You no. Don't give her the last
what?
Name.
You know what? She had three letters in her name. But
Jan.
Close. Kim. Damn it. Anyway, here we are.
Kim.
But yeah, man, I had a girlfriend that lasted through the summer. And then we broke up as soon as I got to ninth grade.
Really?
No, like, you walk in the door and you're like, bye-bye.
I honestly used to go to Jamaica every summer because my parents would take me over there because I lived there. It wasn't cool. It was.
You lived there?
Yeah. My grandpa lived there still. So I would go live on his little plantation. It was terrible. I spent 3 months chasing and killing lizards.
Like, of your own volition, or were you told to go chase and kill
you? Know.
Wait, why are you pointing at me like I'm about to
because
ask?
Because you were like, are you a sociopath? I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
all right?
My question one is, was that of your own choice? And then question two is, are you a psychopath?
Yes, I'm a psychopath. I was killing lizards for fun.
Gateway drugs.
All right, honestly, I was just cutting off the tails because they grow
bad. Guys, if
you
never hear us after the show.
Is that true? Is that true? They grow back?
Honestly, yeah, they grow back. Me and my sister would like my grandma, you know what it was? My grandma was really afraid of them. So me and my sister took it upon ourselves to like hunt them or something. I don't know. I don't know what we were doing, what kind of service we were doing, but we like bat them out the trees and then we'd see them running away.
It's terrible.
I don't know. It was good 12-year-old fun. Wow. Taking lives. Anyway.
Easily the most unique middle school experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that we've talked about in the show.
Let's try and get two more songs in.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, what's a good song?
You said you were preparing. Did you lie to us?
I want to go with Trick Daddy, I'm a Thug.
Nice.
I'm a Thug. Here it is.
I'm a Thug. Bye. Baby, I'm a Thug.
Ooh, you could just sing it.
Yeah, I will. Oh, yeah, I'm playing PG. That's like hit him in the chest with him. One time to get in the head. But buddy roll, y'all. Check it out. I don't know what this world's gonna be. But I know one thing. That this is the life for me. Baby, cause I'm a thug. I'm a thug. Baby, cause I'm a thug. Wouldn't change. Check it out. Could it be my baggage jeans or my gold teeth that make me different from y'all? Ain't tripping, dog, but listen, dog, I was raised a little different, y'all. Doing my thing, using my ghetto slang, and I'm representing thugs. She's who I roll with, watch them niggas that gon' love this. Niggas who I don't bun, on the run, I got 10 years on parole. So you can't say it, dog, I'ma say it for y'all. Motherfuck the popos, fuck the judge, the CEOs, fuck the DA and POs, fuck the family of the victim, witness, and stitching assholes. I don't know what this world's gonna be, but I know one thing, that this is the life for me. Baby, cause I'm a thug. I'm the end. Baby, cause I'm a thug. Wouldn't change for the world. Cause I'm a thug. That's right, you heard. Baby, cause I'm a thug. I'm hot, oh yeah. Check it out. See, I'm so tight. Niggas be like, that nigga got so many hoes. And I know he got clout. Look in his mouth. That nigga got so many goals. Many goals. Tell him they hoes. There's something up with that nigga. Bitch, I've been watching him. You must wanna fuck this nigga. My name alone. Been known to break up happy homes. No disrespect, all, but you ain't had no business even answer her phone.
Hello?
If your asshole being me and her kid been getting it on.
Get hold on.
And it could have been hitting the right, cause ever since the night she been hitting the phone. She wanna thug.
I don't know. What this world's gonna be, but I know one thing, that this is the life for me.
Baby, cause I'm a thug.
I'm the end.
Baby, cause I'm a thug.
Wouldn't change for the world.
Cause I'm a thug.
That's right.
All right. Oh yeah. See, I just
baby, cool. I'm a thug.
I cut off your cool welcome back.
Man,
okay,
Trick Daddy did a service. Don't worry about it, man.
That was a lovely choice.
Awesome.
I feel really calm.
Yeah.
I do too.
It's oddly enough, he was talking about killing, but whatever.
Whatever.
He makes it into feel
it,
chill.
The sociopath says. Thank you so much for being on, Courtney.
I appreciate y'all, man.
This has been a pleasure.
Appreciate you. We've been amazing.
We've been a mess.
No, you guys have been great.
One tragedy after another tonight. But
I'm excited for our next song.
Our next and last song. Will you tell us what it is? Yes. A little bit about what you were just talking about.
Blink 182. All the small things. I don't know if y'all can tell by my voice, but I'm a black dude. And living in the Poconos, man, it was like. Like just being a black dude growing up around white people, it's kind of like you don't want to be a white. You don't want to be called white. Like that was the biggest insult. Like if somebody called me a white boy, I got to fight. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I felt like, you know, like I said, I was thriving. I was one of the cool kids. So I'm like, why can't I listen to this crappy music? And honestly, all of my friends, we were all secretly listening to the Backstreet Boys and Blink 182 and all this. And Creed, I liked With Arms Wide Open.
Another Now Six hit. Talking about Now Six a lot.
I used to love the Eve Six, all those stupid commercials that used to run all the, that's how I learned a little bit.
Yeah.
And honestly, the song was just so much fun. And I was a drummer in high school. Yeah. So Travis Barker was
Oh my God.
One of the greatest drummers.
Probably the greatest drummer I've ever seen.
Travis Barker, fucking.
Yes.
Awesome. I wanted the neck tattoo, all that. So
I love that.
That was my little soiree. So I really liked it a lot, man.
Well, thank you so much, Courtney.
Thanks again. Thanks for being here. Check out Courtney's comedy at Full Court Comedy.
Yeah.
And we're here every Thursday, 10 p.m.
Yep, middle school happy hour, baby.
Middle school happy hour. And here's all the small things to play us out.
Have a great night.
Naked white guys.